Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
Trains!
Choo-choo!
Just remember...
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hope you're having a good night. I'm here every Monday night from 9 to 10 live on Radio Free Brooklyn. And my name is Shane. And this show is all about sticking to a theme and playing all kinds of music in support of that theme. Last week... we celebrated a very important holiday, International Migratory Birds Day. We did an all birds theme. And that one, you know, I took some liberties on that one with, made a mashup in there, had a lot of songs with bird noises in them. It was all over the map, but it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that one. You can check that episode out and every episode I've ever done, conveniently located at everybodyplaysthefool.com. Can find the whole archive there. And tonight we are moving forward with another. This is a topic I've been wanting to do for a long time, and as it turns out, I could do 10 episodes just on this one, and maybe I will eventually, but tonight is the first one about trains. I believe Train Appreciation Day, or whatever it's called, happened maybe a few days ago. But I don't need to sync up every theme with a holiday necessarily. But, you know, trains, the technology is pretty old. And therefore, its influence on lyrics and music culture is also pretty old. So there's a lot to pick from. I hope I play all your favorite train songs tonight. And in case I don't, you can let me know about it. Shane at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Let me know what I missed. And I will most likely do a second train episode in the future. So all of that said... let's get into the first song of the night. This one is a bluegrass song as covered by the great Dolly Parton. Kicking things off with a very straightforward title, which is Train Train, off of her excellent album, The Grass is Blue. If you like Dolly Parton, you should go back into my archives and listen to my all Dolly Parton episode, which was a lot of fun to do, covering her whole career and a bunch of covers of her songs and lots of other good stuff. So here's Dolly with Train Train kicking things off on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Train, train.
Freight train, freight train, run so fast. Freight train, freight train, run so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm gone. When I'm dead and in my grave, no more good times here I crave. Place the stones at my head and feet and tell them all I'm gone to sleep. She comes rolling by. Stones at my head and feet and tell them all I'm gone to sleep.
flophouse fraternity.
A $50 fine for disturbing the peace.
The neck,
tortoise,
Achilles,
a crease.
Hot cup of coffee and the donuts are dunking.
Friday night and Jamaican Queens funkin'.
Elevated
platform,
I never burn on
platform.
Riding over the diner where I always get my toast warm.
Busted through the conductor's booth, then busted out rhymes.
Over the loudspeaker, about the hard time.
Sat across from my man,
reading El Diario.
Riding the train down
from
the El Barrio.
Went from the station
to Aunt Julia's.
I brought a hot dog
from who?
Night train!
Listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 96. Tonight's theme is trains. Hearing all kinds of songs about trains, and let me go over what you just heard there. We kick things off with Dolly Parton, with a great bluegrass band behind her doing Train Train. That was followed by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman on mandolin, with their version of the classic Freight Train, which is Elizabeth Cotton, is that right? Okay. Then we heard Scotty with Draw Your Brakes off of the classic The Harder They Come soundtrack. And then we heard the Beastie Boys with a piece of the B-Boy Bouillabaisse sort of suite on Paul's Boutique. That part is called Stop That Train, and it samples the song that we played right before that. And then this is, of course, James Brown with Night Train. I wasn't just asking myself that question, who the songwriter of Freight Train was, although I do talk to myself a lot because I'm an only child, so that comes with the territory. But I have a guest in studio tonight, which is always a treat. We have soon-to-be Radio Free Brooklyn host Jorge, who's going to be hosting a show called Hurdy Gurdy Songs, doing songs of resistance, different interpretations of that, and I'm really looking forward to his show. He has been on the show before, in case you've you might recognize the name of the show. But how you doing, Jorge? Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Shane. It's a pleasure to be here.
I think, as we went over last time, you're planning this show, which is coming up later this month.
I think it's May 22nd. We're going to do our first show.
Very nice.
So it's going to take me a little bit to get on my legs, but I think it's going to be a real interesting hour.
Yeah, and as much as I find every week with certain topics, I mean, if you're looking for songs of resistance and timely themes and you know, political or social themes that seem relevant, you're not going to run out of songs to play on your show.
No, that's a deep, deep... ocean of songs that are written in response to the kind of struggles that we all go through and what inspires artists to write a song. That's really kind of what we're heading for. It's what inspires an artist to write a song about a particular personal, social, political, economic struggle. I mean, you know, it's very wide.
And I'm definitely looking forward to that. We are doing train songs tonight, and I know that you are, you said last time you're an ethnomusicologist.
Correct.
So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. And first off, do you have a personal favorite train song or song that involves trains in any way?
Boy, that is putting me on the spot. Mm-hmm. Kind of train spotting, let's say.
Sure.
I probably have to go, with something like our beautiful, beautiful, you know, Pips, Gladys.
What we're hearing right now.
There you go. Midnight Train, you know, that's, you know, soulful and, you know, it's a song about a metaphorical train as well as
the most
real
of them
train.
Are in music, it turns out.
Well, you know, this can be a spiritual train too.
Good point.
You know, but What I'm interested in trains and your topic tonight kind of sparked me, a question in me, thinking, well, there's so many songs that imitate train sounds, whether it's the harmonicas of Sonny Terry or you know that kind of thing, or the rhythms of in rockabilly,
Absolutely.
But I'm wondering if there's ever been kind of any kind of a real analysis of that, of train sound, as a sonic space.
That's a great question, and it's one that maybe we'll get into in part two of the trains theme here. You're right; it's such a huge topic because it both metaphorically and literally has affected so many different songs, like songs about riding trains and the sort of romantic notion of riding the rails, and the sort of Woody Guthrie hobo riding the rails kind of thing, and just trains as the main form of travel that people had. So it's like there are road trip songs, there are riding in a tour bus songs, there are flying on planes songs, and before that stuff, whatever the popular mode of transit is, that's what people are going to write about, because you spend so much time traveling as a musician that's going to come up in the lyrics.
One of my favorite, that really answers your question, my personal favorite is a recording done by a band that doesn't exist anymore in New York, as many are, or many do not. It was a group that was half Puerto Rican and half Colombians, and they were known as Jíbaros and Vallenatos. Mm-hmm. It was a mixture of two kinds of immigrant groups here in New York, and the song was Número Siete, which refers to the number 7. So the subway, we could also do another show on subways.
I've got a couple of subway songs I'm going to sprinkle in here tonight, but you're right. This could be 10 different shows, because it could be shows about traveling on trains, it could be metaphorical trains, it could be subway trains, it could be trolley car trains, it could be a lot of different things. I'm doing a little sampling of things here tonight. This next set is going to start out with a subway themed song. Of course, being Radio Free Brooklyn, we have to talk about the subway, because that is an important part of the logistics of getting around and the cultural life of New York. So let's get into that right now. This is a song, this is a Talib Kweli song featuring Rakim, and it's off of a mixtape from a few years back, but it's called Subway Surfing. And it is here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 96. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I come from a two-fare zone. It seemed like just yesterday I had to take the 2 and 5 to the junction to walk the rest of the way. You can catch a bus for the transfer, but waiting for that surface transfer was a bitch I avoided like a cancer. I'm heavy in the streets like crack in New York in 86. I was riding the A with the R in my Walkman with D-saps and lowlifes. I can tell you stories of fighting for my glory on the subway like the Warriors. A young man's rites of passage through the belly of the beast with the working classes, homeless and the purse snatchers. We used to hop and never drop a token over the turnstiles like Edwin Moses and run from the cops like Jesse Owens. Track stars riding in between the cars, the Bronx and Queens don't seem that far. Looking at the map, cause every single ad you read, the people don't look at each other, they staring straight ahead on the side. Yeah, I send this one out to all my old school New York people. My man AL know what I'm talking about. Yeah, look out for Blacksmith Music, Talib Kweli, Gene Gray, my man CEO Smith. Yeah, we ain't no joke. We ain't no joke.
I used to roll through the hood, a good ride, keep my mental entertained, and find higher thoughts, past levels never seen. Any cars through New York's 5 barrels on a train, subway, iron horse / ghetto limousine. Back when hip hop was just bubbling in 3D, that's when the metropolis was covered in graffiti, more color than TV. Just watching while riding through the metropolitan, rocking came to a brother easy. Bucktown to uptown, under and above ground, till my words feel like New York surface. Rap flow like the train, give you sidewalk service. Ride the track to the third rail, short circuit. Strong Alley, LIR, Ozone Park, A Train, BK, East New York, MTA, Harlem, 125th. To get off, to take the 4, 5, and 6, the streets of the Bronx. Come on.
Okay, just the part where, like, you just bought this when you came from the show, or you just got this off the internet or something, and you just like, damn.
doing it. They doing it. Pull over, stop what you're doing. Check it out.
We call it subway surfing. The dog stays swerving to the earth end. Through the suburbs, the straight urban. B-boy with the ghetto appeal is working. Ladies looking lovely in the subway, flirting. Money making Manhattan. Do or die, best style. Brownsville never ran, never will. Let's ride. Let's the strong owl in the owl to Shaolin. Two barrel or the boogie down Bronx and why.
I put my finger to the wind to see if the train coming soon. It's rush hour, we pack them in until there ain't enough room. Or through the tombs, riding under the surfaces, a spray paint alternative is getting up with uni markets, they permanent. I was more than your average strap hanger. You gonna know what my name is when I bang you with a piece so ill that it'll make the papers. Before the era of gamers, these people did it for real. No controllers, risking life to let me get famous.
Let's light, there's a past out in the blue. Driver rage, train left town. I was standing on the corner with my head hung down. If I had my gun, I'd let the hammer down. I'd shoot that round that took my girl from town. Hey, the train had carried her away. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, the train that carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 train. Well, there goes the train that carried my girl from town. If I knew her number, boys would flag her down. I wish to the Lord that that train would wreck, kill the engineer and break the fireman's neck. Hey, hey, train carried away. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, that train had carried my girl from town. Hey. Stole my jelly roll. Hello Central, give me number 9. I gotta talk to that baby of mine. Hey, that train that carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 train. Oh, hey, that train that carried her from town. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, that train that carried my girl from town. Hey.
Just listening to the great Johnny Cash there, doing Hey Hey Train.
Yeah. And you got Shane and Jorge in here with Everybody Plays the Fool. And why don't you let us know what we just heard there in that set, Jorge?
Yeah. Before Johnny Cash, we heard, of course, the New York Dolls' Subway Train. Really one of the quintessential great New York bands. And before that, REM doing Driver 8. And Mr. Beck from California doing Broken Train from his Midnight Vultures recording. And in the background, when we're listening to the great Jimmy Smith on the Big B3.
That's right. And, you know, we were talking about before the show a little bit about train songs. And I easily could have done an all-country show tonight. No problem there. I could have probably done an all Johnny Cash show tonight, to be honest. So it's tough picking. It's tough picking a Johnny Cash song to play, and because there's so many, and I didn't go with any of the more obvious ones, I guess, because I found this one and I thought it was fun. This is some early '80s Johnny Cash that we heard there with "Hey Hey Train." I think that was written by Marty Stewart, and he plays on it as well. But yeah, I could have done an all Woody Guthrie show. I could have done an all Merle Travis show. I could have done an all Johnny Cash song show. A lot of options there, but you know, I want to try and mix it up a little bit. I know that maybe there are some people who don't want an all folk or all country show for the train songs. But, you know, I feel like we've got some variety in there.
Definitely. I mean, going from a New York subway to REM, that's a really beautiful shift.
I hope so.
Regional.
Yeah, yeah. trying to cover a lot of ground here. I don't think I have any European train songs on the show. So maybe if you got a favorite, let me know and I'll include it in the next one. Before we get into this next set of train themed music, I do want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. And we are not only a community radio station, but a nonprofit community radio station. We're a 501c3, which means that if you donate money to Radio Free Brooklyn, it is tax deductible. So Why don't you? I mean, that's not the only reason to donate, obviously. Also support programming that you like and keep this place going. Keep the lights on. You can find out more about the station at radiofreebrooklyn.org and radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. It's the place to go if you want to throw in a couple of bucks, whatever you can spare. And also on the website, take a look at all the different shows. We have a bunch of new shows coming on, including Hurdy Gurdy Songs with Jorge.
Hurdy Gurdy Songs.
Yes. And I'm really looking forward to that one. We have a bunch of other shows coming up in the next few weeks that I'm really looking forward to. So keep up on what's new by checking out the schedule at Radio Free Brooklyn. And also, we've got a bunch of events happening all the time. We've got live shows that happen periodically. We've got a newsletter that you can get at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Find out all of the news about the station. But do check out the website. And as I said before, if you want to go back into my archives and hear some of the previous themes, like that Dolly Parton show, which I'm very partial to, you can do that at everybodyplaysthefool.com. That's where you find all of my previous episodes. I would also like to say that I do host a music trivia night once a month. And the next one is the first, it's usually the first Tuesday of the month. The next one will be June 5th. It's at Bar Chord in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. And if you're here in New York and want to come play some music trivia, you can come on out. You can find more info at facebook.com/musictrivianyc. I think I'm about ready to get into this next set. Do you have any announcements before we move into this next set of music?
No, let's listen to some music.
All right. So, yeah, we got lots more train-themed songs coming up. And what are we doing next? That's a great question.
Coming on up is Mr. Charles Mingus.
That's what we're hearing right now. Give him a little bit here. And what do we have up after that?
Coming up after Mingus, of course, Tom Waits.
Yes.
So some OJ's coming up. And
so you're gonna hear Tom Waits. I did a whole Tom Waits show recently, which you should also go check out in the archive. But I think that's going to be it for us talking. We're just going to play out some music for the last bit of the show here. Jorge, thanks again for coming by. I'm really looking forward to your show. That's going to be Tuesdays at 3.
I think Tuesdays, right? Starting May 22nd at 3 right. p.m. And so I'm really looking forward
to it. Be sure to listen to this show. It's going to be really good. And check out all the new shows and the old shows here at Radio Free Brooklyn. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, the train episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. And now we're going to hear some Tom Waits to start this next set of train-themed music. Have a great night.
Outside another yellow moon, it's pouring so old in the nighttime. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full for all those Brooklyn girls that try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Now you wave your hand and the skylight glows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. Just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you tonight on a downtown train. The carnival, but they'll never win you back. I see.
To count lovers like railroad cars, I counted them that would take me all around the world. I stood and watched the smoke behind me.